Hey, what's up, everybody? Today I'm joined with my good buddy Travis. He's going to be sharing his testimony today. I guess we should start with how long we've known each other.
Yeah, I'd say it was a good 20 years and some change.
Yeah, we met at an armored security place. We used to transport money together. Travis was my truck boss, so that's where we met, and we've been friends ever since. So I guess we'll go into, I guess, your childhood. We'll start there. Why don't you tell me about your childhood?
My childhood was pretty good. Didn't really have any complaints, I guess. I mean, both my parents always worked. My dad was a truck driver most of my life, so I didn't really see him much, but he was out providing and putting food on our table, and so.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't even know that. Did he do, yeah, like cross country or?
He did a lot of OTR, over the road, a lot of local stuff. As far back as I can remember, he used to haul milk for a small town dairy.
Okay, so like a tanker truck?
Yeah, he's done some over the road stuff and local, and then he worked at Hormel for, I think it was 13 years, and then went back on the road. I think he missed it. He was just good at it. But anyway, growing up as a child, I mean, we didn't have a lot. We had our necessities, of course, but we were thankful for everything that we had, and spent a lot of time growing up outside, being creative. Hardly, we didn't even want to come home. Yeah, even when the streetlights came on.
Yeah, I grew up out in the country too, and the way that my mom used to call us home is my dad had a .22 pistol and she'd shoot that up in the air, and we were out in the country and we just listened for that shot, and if it was getting dark and we didn't hear anything, we just head home. We'd be like miles out in the woods, you know. So what type of religious background did your parents have? Were they believers? Did you attend church regularly? Or
I do remember a few times going to church with my parents and my grandma. My grandma was, so that'd be my mom's mom. She was Baptist. We went to the church periodically where my grandma used to live in Southeast Minnesota. And the church really wasn't a solid staple in our family. And my dad, I don't really remember my dad talking about religion or God or the Bible really at all. And I guess, you know, that was his preference, and he, you know, it's just how he was. But at the same time, it was more so my mom just trying to, you know, get us to go. And but to me, like, going to church at a younger age just seemed really dry and boring to me,
right?
Because I wasn't in like the Sunday school with the rest of the kids, and that I remember anyway. So I really didn't care to even go to church. It was just not my thing. And so I think the last church that my family, that my parents and my siblings and I, we went to was Crane Chapel in Austin, Minnesota, before it burned to the ground. So it was the old church there, and
do you know how that started?
I honestly don't know. I think it was in the 90s when it happened, and I'm not sure how it happened really. I didn't really look into it even when I got older, but I just knew it burned to the ground, and they rebuilt down the road sometime. And
that's really crazy you say that, because the church I grew up in Rochester, it was this little tiny church, and it was the type of church where like everybody knew everybody. It was like 30 people probably, and that church burned down too. That's really weird. Okay, yeah. But yeah, anyway, so you went to this church, you said you thought it was really dry. Was your mother religious at all, or was it just your grandmother?
So my mom came from religious background because of her mom. You know, she always wanted us to go to church and make it a every Sunday thing. And I do recall one time, or many times, but this one specifically, that my younger brother and I were sitting at the dining room table, and I don't remember how the conversation started, but he started getting into, you know, how Jesus died for us and for all of our sins and everything, and you know, I was trying to grasp how that all worked. And you know, I was young yet. I was probably in like first, second grade, third grade, somewhere in there. And so, I mean, even though she was sitting there telling me all this, I still was like trying to wrap all that around my brain. And yeah, he died on the cross for sins and this and that. I'm like, okay, why would he do that? You know, why would they throw him up on a cross and, you know, die for our sins? What, you know, what did we do? I was just totally oblivious about God completely and Jesus. And so then I guess some years had gone by, and I was more so spiritual than religious anything. I kind of swayed back and forth between believing in God and attempting to learn more of Native American spirituality and their ways of living. I didn't really get too involved into that because there was just so much to take in. But
could you kind of go into, like, in your experience, what that religion is like, or like what they believe, or like what they practice?
So from what I've gathered so far, Native Americans believe more that Mother Earth was, and I don't want to like say it wrong either, just in case I get attacked. But
well, right, we don't want to misrepresent anybody or any beliefs.
Yeah, so it was basically like Mother Earth is, you know, we're supposed to respect Mother Earth and take care of it, which is all true. Also, it kind of just really left God and Jesus Christ out of the whole spectrum of that.
Right.
So, I mean, there's all sorts of different Native American cultures, or American Indian cultures that believe different things.
Isn't it something like they call on their ancestors and stuff like that, and communicate with like past spirits and stuff like that?
Yeah.
For like guidance.
Yeah.
Okay, so your parents weren't really religious. Your grandmother was. You grew up in a small church until it burned down. So then what happened after that? Did you just stop going for a while, or did you still have thoughts of like the divine or anything like that? When exactly did you get into the Native American religions?
I started getting into the Native American stuff when I was young, basically being naive, of course, of the whole understanding of that too. But it was, I don't know, I don't even know how to explain it. Got involved in Native American culture, I guess you'd say, because we do have American Indian in our family on both my mom and dad's side. So
oh, really?
I thought that was pretty neat and cool. So I just kind of stuck with trying to learn more about the specific cultures that we have history to, I guess. Of course, some of it is not proven. It's just more so hearsay.
Right.
But on my dad's side, there was proof that it was written somewhere. I can't remember. My grandpa had an email. He had been doing some ancestry work himself, and he had my dad's dad. He was always into the history of our family, so he was looking into that also. But yeah, I just thought it was neat and cool to be. Yeah, I can say yeah, we have American Indian in our family. So
then you practiced this for a while. What age would you say that you started to get more interested, or was it more like God was calling you in a different direction? Would you say that like it was just like an interest change from Native American religion to, I don't know if it's a religion or beliefs or how exactly you'd say that, but So when exactly was the transition to a more like return to God or return to Jesus moment? Was there like something that happened that kind of made you think that, or?
So, yeah, there was a dramatic change that happened. So in the beginning of 2022, my dad let me know, and the rest of us know, that he had cancer. And I want to say that was in like February, or it might have been January, February of 22. And then shortly after that, he had passed away in April. So I was trying to deal with that, and still really wasn't involved in, you know, praying to God or any of that stuff. But I just felt the need to start praying after that. And
during that time, did you have any thoughts of like where a person goes after death? Because I know like a lot of times that's what kind of jars people into thinking that way. Like, will I see them again? You know, what happens after you die? So, you know, stuff like that. And that kind of like opens the door for, you know, searching more things out spiritually and like getting those questions answered. You know what I mean?
So I'll just let you know. So after my dad had passed, my stepmom called me on the phone and said, yeah, your dad just passed. I was like, all right. She's like, you don't have to be here. You don't have to show up or nothing. I'm like, I want to show up. You know, that's my dad. I know he's gone spiritually, but his body's still there. And that's what I know is the body. My younger brother and I showed up, and for the first time in my life, I saw my dad's lifeless body laying there. And that really, you know, that's a shock. Usually when it's a dead body, it's in a coffin, or for some people it's in some other way, but that was the experience I had. So it was my youngest brother and my second oldest brother. He showed up, and then my sister showed up later on. And we were all just in the room waiting for basically the nurse in the corner to get there. So I did sit right next to my dad, and I looked him in the lifeless eyes, and I was, where did you go, Dad?
Right.
Like, I just wanted to know where he went. So I guess my curiosity after that was I wanted to know where his soul ended up. So hopefully he ended up where I think he did. And I hope to see him after this lifetime too. So.
Oh, absolutely. So then that was kind of your turning moment, that you started asking questions about, you know, what happens after.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, he wasn't very religious. Didn't really talk much about God, except one time after my fiance at the time and I, we had a miscarriage. He told me about a dream that he had. He told me that he had a dream one time that an angel had brought my daughter to his arms, and he was able to hold her.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And then the angel took her back, and he woke up. He didn't tell me about it right away, but when after he told me, he's like, I'm serious. I like that was my dream. I'm like, all right, I believe you. Yeah. It just seemed like he was secretive about anything religious. And then come to find out, we had a little memorial service for him. We had most everything of his trucking years, logbook and all this other stuff. And in the midst of all that, he had a little Bible sitting out on the table. I'm like, I didn't even know he had this Bible. I've never seen him read the Bible. So if he was reading it, he always did it in private, which is fine. I'm glad he did, but I've never seen him pick up a Bible and read it in front of us or read to us. But yeah, that's where that started.
You were talking about the miscarriage, which I'm sorry to hear about. I actually didn't even know that. That was with your first girlfriend. I don't know if we want to do names or... Definitely no last names. But so then, how long were you with her, and what transpired there in that relationship?
So in that relationship, her and I actually have two other daughters together. The miscarriage, he was the middle child, and this was probably 15 years ago now. Yeah, my oldest daughter is 20, and my youngest is 13 now. So.
All right, on.
Yeah, after that miscarriage, that relationship crumbled heavily, imploded, exploded, just any which way it could, and I tried to stick it out as long as I could through everything that was going on at that time and after. I decided I mentally could not handle any more of the shenanigans that were going on after all them years of being together. And I just had to call it off because it was basically eating me alive, knowing that there was stuff going on outside of our relationship that shouldn't have been. And it was hard for me to forgive and forget about it, let alone live next to or live under the same roof with the same person that this happened with.
So during this time, were you were still practicing like the Native American religions and stuff like that? I know for a while there, I don't know if you want to touch on this or not, but there's addiction.
Yeah, so I'll touch real quick on the Native American stuff. I wasn't like super heavily into, you know, I was learning on it, but I wasn't just completely focused on that. I like to learn about different cultures and heritages and stuff like that anyway, but I'll touch on the addiction stuff here in just a little bit. But after my dad passed away in April, and this will lead up to the addiction stuff, my stepdad, who had been in our lives, married to my mom for 10 years, he had passed away suddenly at home in front of my mother. So April, May, June, that was June. So like literally 2 months after dad passed, my stepdad passed, and him and I were pretty close. And so that really opened up some wounds that I was trying to heal from my dad too. So I was right back to grieving again, and still wasn't over grieving my dad. That made it even more rough.
So your biological father passed, Ellen, your mother remarried?
My mom had been previously married before that, a few years, well, obviously a few years prior to that, they were married. My stepdad, the past, they were together 10 years. He had remarried prior to that.
So that was your come to Jesus moment then, was, or like at least open the door to where do you go after you die when your dad passed? And then when your stepdad passed, did you have more of those thoughts, or did you feel like God was calling you at all, like after the second passing? Because it sounds like you had a lot of close people to die in a short amount of time.
Yeah, well, it doesn't stop there, so I'll continue on. So after my stepdad had passed, then it was my grandfather passed away in August that same year. So all of these men in my life had passed away basically 2 months apart from each other.
Oh, wow.
And that whole time of them passing, and I'm trying to cope. I'm still grieving from my dad and then my stepdad and then my grandfather passes. And at that point, I felt kind of hopeless. Like I felt like I didn't have anybody to look up to after that. And so I had been drinking basically this whole time, not only to cope with the pain going on, but it became a daily thing that I had to come home after work and have a drink or two, and or have a drink or three while watching a football game or something like that. But it became a habit, really. And what really got me was my wife. I had been married that whole time, all through all these deaths. My wife puts it out there that we're going to separate. Then later on turned into divorce. And the only thing that really triggered me or was a red flag for me is that she flat out accused me of cheating on her, which I had never done. So I was then facing that. So on top of the three deaths, I'm now facing a divorce. And what is my purpose now, you know?
Was there addiction all throughout all this? Is that kind of how you coped with everything? Or how did, I guess I'm asking, like, what did you lean on during all that?
I leaned on alcohol. That was my go-to. Like, I was a casual drinker. I could have a beer or a mixed drink, and one or two, and go on with the rest of my night or whatever I was doing, and just be fine. But that whole time that my world around me was crumbling. I really didn't know how to cope with it. I grew up where feelings and emotions were stuck. And so that's how I dealt with that. I didn't really talk to anybody about how I was feeling because I didn't know how to talk to anybody because I didn't know what I was feeling, how I was feeling. So,
yeah, that's a lot.
A lot of that was penned up and bottled up for so long, it started to leak from the lid. My wife and I, we were still together, and I had decided to sleep out in the camper basically throughout the summer and let her and the kids sleep in the house, whatever. So I honestly don't remember if I intentionally went searching for it or if it just popped up on a music list or a list of videos that I usually watch on YouTube. But I started listening to Bible verses on YouTube, and there would be various, there's hundreds of Bible verses that are read to you. You know, you can listen to them or you can read along while you're watching them or whatever. I started listening to that stuff because it popped up on the screen, and I'm like, maybe this is a sign. I need to look into this. So I did. From that day forward, I had started praying because I had so much like worry and anxiousness and inside my stomach, and I had lost a lot of weight. I wasn't eating. I was about to get divorced, and so that's all I could think of was like, what good is my life right now? I'm just gonna wither away. Like, I lost probably 80 pounds.
Oh, wow.
I would drink water and maybe have a banana here and there, but that's basically all I was doing. Yeah, but I would listen to gospel too, some singing on YouTube, and you know, a lot of biblical stuff. I just started picking up on. I have a friend, actually a coworker. Before the job I was working, I actually went back to the armored security place that you and I started at originally, like 20 years later.
Right.
But prior to that, I was working for the state of Minnesota and in the group home sector. And my coworker at the time, I got to know her pretty well, and she was all about religion and God and stuff. She actually planted the seed in me quite a while ago, maybe five, six years ago. Even said the salvation prayer, and even then I still really wasn't like all into, but I would periodically pick up the Bible and read through some scriptures and stuff, and but it wasn't until last September, so 2023, because I had reached out to her about all my losses and then going through the divorce. I'm like, I don't know if I can handle much more of this. I reached out and I asked her what church it is she goes to, because she had asked me if I had found a church to go to, and I'm like, I don't really want to go to church, you know, it just wasn't my thing. Even though I was found myself praying to God every morning, I woke up and throughout the day and before I went to bed and everything, still, she told me about the church she was going to, and I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'll check it out. I've actually been going ever since and going to Bible study now and stuff like that, but
Well, and you got baptized not that long ago, right?
Yeah, I got baptized last October or November. It was one of those 2 months at the church that I'm going to now. And I do need to back up just a few months prior to that.
Sure, sure.
2023 June, I think it was. I had always been like against talking to a therapist or anybody like that, but June of 2023, I started going to a therapist on a weekly basis and just pouring out everything I had been going through, basically just what I talked about. And then that therapist that I was seeing, he had moved away from that company and went on to pursue something different. So then I was told of a therapist that he was retired. He's retired. He also goes to the church I go to, and so I had been seeing him also weekly and then biweekly, and now it's kind of whenever. In fact, I'm going to be contacting him probably this week sometime and get together with him again just to touch base and let him know everything that's going on and how I'm doing and everything. So, back to the church thing. Yeah, I started going to church and have been. Of course, I've had to miss a few church gatherings because of my job, because I work odd hours of the week, even weekends, and so I'm not able to go to church all the time, but I still read from my Bible, and
that's awesome. So when you actually got baptized, did you feel any weight lifted, or did you feel any different, or was there ever any moment where you felt like renewed or changed, like in a big significant way, like all that weight that you were carrying from, you know, the addiction and you know, the deaths and all that, and the bad relationships? I mean, that's a lot to go through. Did you ever have like this moment where you felt like God just lifted all this off you and you felt free from it?
So before I got baptized, because I had been praying so much and basically on a daily basis prior to even going to church or any of that, I had emptied out the rest of the alcohol in my booze collection and tossed away everything. From that day forward, I had not touched any alcohol. So mentally and emotionally, it's been a lot better than what it was. And physically, I feel better too. Not having to come home and drink or whatever. I just drink water and coffee and an occasional soda.
So you dumped all that out?
Yep. Dumped it all out, threw all the bottles away, even some bottles that I was saving just because they had cool prints on them. I just tossed everything out, so I don't have anything left.
Well, that's awesome, man. A lot of people can't shake that, you know. My father struggled with that up until he passed away, too. He drank a lot, and it definitely takes a toll on you, and it's not a light addiction at all. It totally changes your whole life and everyone around you. I'm really glad that you were able to be free from that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so it definitely helps to have God in my life and talk to him with my problems, give him my problems. Yeah, all I needed was that mustard seed to be planted in me and grow my faith from there.
Right. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony and what you've been through, and I hope that whoever's listening, if you're going through something similar to anything that was shared, that gives you hope. And do you want to end with prayer?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Lord, I just thank you for Travis, and I thank you for bringing us together and letting us share our lives together, a good part of our lives together, and I just thank you for delivering him and pulling him through so many things that he's been through and showing him your love and mercy, and I just pray that this reaches people, and if they're going through something similar, hopefully it gives them hope and points them to you, Father, so that you can pull them through it as well. Your word says you'll never leave us or forsake us, and all we really got to do is look up. Sometimes when you're at the bottom, all you got to do is look up, and the answer's right there. I just thank you for this time that we had together today, and we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, well, you take it easy, man. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate you.
All right, man, you as well. We'll catch you later.
All right, bye. Hey, everyone. Are you a believer in Christ? You have a testimony of what God has done in your life you would like to share? If so, message me at remnantpodcast3140@gmail.com. I'd love to have you on the show. God bless.